This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Connison with Noel Lim and Lynn Mark in the studio this morning. Let's talk about automakers, because in early 2020, automakers were reeling from production slowdowns due to the COVID-19 pandemic, lockdowns and safety measures. While the semiconductor industry was flooded with demands for chips from the consumer electronics industry.
So then auto manufacturing restarted and demand followed, but automakers didn't have the semiconductors needed and are still struggling with this. So according to Fitch Ratings, global semiconductor shortages will cost automakers 3.8 million units in lost production, or 5% of estimated annual sales in 2021.
So, how negatively will this impact car makers and who will bear the brunt of this? To find out, we speak with Roman Shaw, director in the APAC Corporates Division at Fitch Ratings. Roman, good morning and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Now, global semiconductor shortages are estimated to cost automakers 5%, as we've noted. Estimated annual sales in 2021. How negatively will this impact car makers' cash flow and bottom line?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. There's no easy answer to this because the impact will be very different depending on which automaker we're talking about. We think automakers in the US and Europe will be most heavily affected. But even in other regions such as Asia, the effect is going to be very, very different. For instance, in Japan, we're seeing very little impact on Toyota thanks to its strong supply chain management and its high inventory, including automotive chips. But we're seeing a greater effect on a number of other peers, such as Nissan, but also Honda.
So following from your comments, it's estimated that Europe and North America will be hardest hit in terms of lost production. And I think Europe losing 36% and North America 33%. Why such a large impact on these two regions?
There's two different aspects to this. One is industrial hollowing out, if you will. So we've seen semiconductor production increasingly becoming concentrated in Asia, whereas other regions, and that would even include Japan, other regions have seen an industrial hollowing out. Their domestic semiconductor production becoming less competitive compared to peers, in particular in Taiwan, which is really the main center of global semiconductor manufacturing. And that creates obvious concentration risks. Why the impact is less felt in Asia, one is the proximity to the production centers such as Asia. In countries like Japan, we also have another important semiconductor manufacturer, Renesas, which is a key supplier to global auto manufacturers, including Japanese ones, which have great access to this company. The fire at a plant at Renesas is exacerbating the shortage, but at least in the early stages of the shortage, one could say Asian car manufacturers were better positioned because of the proximity, but also in some instances, such as Toyota, for instance, based on their higher inventory levels, because they have learned the hard lessons from natural disasters in the past where they were heavily affected. And as a result, they held higher inventories than a lot of peers abroad.
Now that major semicon production hubs like Taiwan and South Korea are seeing upticks in COVID cases, could this significantly impact automakers when it comes to assessing semicon chips in the next few months, or do you expect they are prepared?
That is very difficult to forecast. We would suspect there are some downside risks. But then again, I think most countries and most companies as well are prepared to deal with outbreaks at their production plants. We've seen, for instance, in Japan also rising cases, and in a number of instances, for instance, at a couple of Toyota facilities, there have been outbreaks, but these have been quickly contained. And given the track record, in particular in Asia, of containing the pandemic quite well compared to other regions, we think those risks are manageable.
So Europe and North America, coming back to those, Roman, they're home to many major automakers. Will the impact be shared by these automakers equally, or are some more vulnerable to the chip shortage than others?
We will definitely see the trend towards greater dispersion among global automakers become or accelerate as we go forward. The chip shortage is not, in our view, a long-term fundamental issue, but it certainly reflects a growing divergence, one could say. So we think strong players, in particular Toyota, might actually be able to capitalize on their greater resilience to the shortage and use that to benefit from the fairly resilient demand for orders at the expense of others who may not be able to deliver because of production disruptions amid the chip shortage.
Now, Roman, on the automaker side, right, how are they adapting to this? Are they reprioritizing production, or do they have any strategies in order to prioritize what they're doing right now?
Yes, there's a couple of strategies they're employing. One is prioritizing the most profitable models, and that will be, for instance, SUVs or pickup trucks, which are in great demand, in particular in the US, which is a key market, second largest after China. So it makes sense for automakers, and this is what we're seeing on the ground, to prioritize the most profitable models to soften the blow to their earnings from lower capacity utilization overall that we see resulting from the chip shortage. That's one thing they can do. Another one is taking away extra features from cars. And we're seeing that in some instances that customers are being offered models without certain extra features that depend on chips that are simply not available. So that's another option. And it depends, obviously, whether that finds customer acceptance or whether customers then decide to scrap that purchase altogether and go for a rivals model. That's entirely possible, but it is a strategy that we think in some instances might work for the company. One other aspect is that we're seeing fundamental demand being strong, and that provides some leeway for automakers to increase prices. And that will also help to soften the negative impact on their earnings and cash flows.
So the billion-dollar question, when do you expect chip shortages to ease?
That is indeed the billion-dollar question. We initially thought that towards the second half of this year, the worst would be over and we would potentially see the shortage go away. We were even worried there might be some overcapacity building up, but that is unlikely to happen. We now think there's increasing signs of this dragging on into 2022. We still think there's going to be a marked improvement, hopefully towards the second half of this year, with some potential issues still in the third quarter, but then the first quarter marking a significant improvement. But we will have to see. I mean, certainly from the manufacturers themselves, such as TSMC, they're forecasting an improvement towards the second half. So let's hope it turns out like this.
Roman, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Roman Shaw, director in the APAC Corporates Division at Fitch Ratings, giving us a lay of the land here in terms of the chip shortage and its impact on automakers, a story that we have been seeing for quite some time this year right now. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.